Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 742, newsletter info, summer of 23. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop over at Weaver's and check out the Mayberry Tea Towel. It is covered with all kinds of things from Mayberry, from the squad car to Jimmy the Loaded Goat to banjos and slingshots. Go and check it out. It'd be something fun to have, and I know Aunt Bea would like to have it in her kitchen. Two Chairs No Waiting is also, well, I should say Weaver's also has the Mayberry Rerun Watchers Club or Guide from Season 1. Go and check that out from Spirit Walker. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The Patreon patron of the week this week is Sarah Blaine. So, Sarah, thank you very much for what you're doing. And thank you all for being here with us. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting. And because you may hear, if you listen to the podcast often, my voice is a little off still this week. So my co-host, Jan Newsom, is here with me as well. So say hi to everybody.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
So she's going to help me and take the ball and run with it when I can't talk, if that happens. So she's going to add her 2 cents too, I guess. Is that what we'd say?
Sure. Why not? Two, three, four.
It sounded like I could get in trouble.
Yeah.
So this week we're going to be talking about the Weaver's newsletter. So I thought it fitting to have Jan here with us since she is Miss Weaver now. She runs Weaver's Department Store online. It's run right here out of our house. If you ever watch the video version of the podcast, it's actually right behind the wall behind me. That's where Weaver's is. And so she's usually back there working while I'm doing the podcast and yelling comments to me from in the other room or something. So it's good to have her in here where I can see her and know she's not doing anything behind me.
Like throwing rocks?
Yeah, I like throwing rocks and hitting me, which she did 1 week. I think I may have showed y'all, even on this show. The live folks at the live show saw it anyway, but anyway.
That was a fluke, too.
It was a fluke that she hit me, she says.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about the Weaver's newsletter. Now, hopefully, many of you have already received the Weaver's newsletter. It's an online newsletter. It's free, and you get to pick it up. And it came out in June. On the 21st is when it was actually published in June. So it's been a few weeks now, I guess, that it's been out. So there's all kinds of great information in the Weaver's newsletter that you really need to go and check out. And we're going to cover some of it here. But definitely go over to Weaver's. You can go to Weaver's, the store, and when you go there, you'll see right at the top right-hand corner, if you're on a computer, you'll see Weaver's newsletter. If you click that, it actually takes you to a page where you can subscribe. You can also go and read it right there online, but you can subscribe to it so that you don't miss out on any issues and they'll be delivered to you. So that's what we're going to be going through tonight, the Weaver's newsletter from this I guess June is when it came out. So there's and we'll just cover some of the information, not all of it, but there were some things in there I thought that would be a lot of fun for a lot of people. So let's get started here. Thank you for joining us for the third Weaver's newsletter of 2023. We've been working here at Weaver's, even though the first half of the year has been a little bit slow. Is that true?
Yes.
A little slow.
It's been slow.
It's been slow.
It's been slow. Yeah.
So Mrs. Slower Weaver's
than
here.
Normal.
She's for the report. It's been a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So while we like things easy and slow here in Mayberry, it's not that great when Weaver's is really slow.
No.
But anyway, so Mr. Weaver has been keeping busy by keeping Asa awake during the night shift and organizing the shifts. Now, summer is here. And Floyd is providing a report saying it's hot. 92. Oh, 92. Yeah. He's no weatherman, but I'm sure it is warm where you are. So try to stay in the shade and stay cool. Maybe head inside and watch the Andy Griffith Show in the air conditioning with friends and family, or maybe head up to the mountains, you know, where it's cool up there and it's hot down here.
Hot down here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a good, that's always a good thing to do. So better yet, there's a big Mayberry event coming up in June. Hopefully some of you guys were able to be there. It was the Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg event. And then a slower paced one that's coming up in July, That's the Mayberry Meetup that's sponsored by this podcast. So we hope you will be able to be at one of those, or have maybe both even, because I know some folks in our chat room are going to be at both of them this year. So that's wonderful. That's not even mentioning the events that are coming up in the fall that are on the schedule. So be sure to check out the event calendar in the Weavers newsletter or over at imayberry.com to find out what events are happening that you might want to go to, because there's a lot of good ones, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. We've got Mayberry Days coming up and then the Mayberry Cruise.
Oh, so, yeah, that's right. The Mayberry Cruise, too. So the first event that was in the newsletter, obviously, was about Scottsburg, and we kind of talked a little bit about that last week. It was a great event. Had a great time there. Had all the guest stars that were present. Had Rodney Dillard, Ronnie Schell, Margaret Carey, Dennis Rush. That was Howie, Opie's buddy, if you don't know who those are. If you don't know who these folks are, go and read the newsletter, because it tells you exactly who they are. We also had Dixie Griffith, that's Andy's daughter, and Kara Knotts, that's Don's daughter, there with us. It was a great event. Randy Turner interviewed them. And a wonderful lady, Dreama Denver, she was there as well. She'll be, at Mayberry Days as well. Yes. She's planning to be there. So definitely some people that you will want to meet. So go and check it out. Dick Atkins was there. I forgot. Yeah, he was there as well. And he was the producer for Murder in Cayuga County.
Yes.
That's a
good movie.
Yeah, with Andy Griffith.
You get to see a different side of Andy's acting there.
Yeah. Oh, he's mean.
He's mean. But it's a really good movie.
Oh, yeah. And it's Andy Griffith and Johnny Cash.
Yeah, the Man in Black.
So it's really fun to get to hear his experience of working with Andy.
Yeah.
It was really good. So it was a great festival. I'm sorry if you didn't make it. It's already over. It's a reason to subscribe to the newsletter. Make sure you get these things delivered directly to you. But coming up on July the 21st and 2nd is the 11th meetup, annual meetup.
We thought there'd just be a one-time
thing. We didn't know there was more than one. Yeah,
we didn't know there was going to be one. We thought we were going for the weekend.
We went to go and interview Betty.
Yeah, for the weekend.
Yeah, and said, hey, if some people are here, we'll meet up. And then about 30 people said they were coming.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then I figured out I gotta have to have something for them to do.
Right.
So we came up with the idea of like showing some episodes, you know, on a projector. At the gazebo.
And everyone fit in the gazebo.
Yeah, back then everybody fit in the gazebo. It was at the Mayberry Motor Inn. And it was a good first time. It was the first time, we thought it was the only time. And wow, people start calling me about halfway through the year going, when are we doing it?
It was before then.
When are we going to do it next year?
Yeah.
I was like,
I think before we left that weekend, they were asking.
So this is the 11th. So if you've watched the podcast, you see us in the if you see the background, there are T-shirts and everything that you can order. Think you can probably still get them before the meetup. And there's an example right behind us in the video versions of what is on the Mayberry Meetup T-shirts. So go and check them out if you're interested. Links to that stuff is also in the show notes for this episode and previous episodes all year, pretty much. So go and check it out. We'd love to have you there. If you're going, make sure you register. There's registration information in the newsletter.
There's a really cool prize.
And we've got some prizes we're going to draw.
If you register, if you don't register.
For people who register before it starts.
You don't get to have a chance to win a prize.
That's right. So let us know you're coming. There's no charge, but that will give us a chance to be able to let you win those prizes. Mm-hmm. So I can do that.
And I didn't even know what the prize was till a while ago.
As part of the meetup, we've got Neil Brower. He's going to be there on the 22nd. That's that Saturday.
Yeah.
He's going to be there doing one of Neil Brower Presents presentations.
He's doing a Floyd episode.
Yeah. He's actually doing Floyd the Gay Deceiver.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, and we saw her in on TV. Was it on Svengoolie?
Yeah, we were watching Svengoolie, and she was on Svengoolie this past weekend.
Yeah.
In the movie The Car.
Yeah.
She was in there. So he was like, oh, cool. So definitely go and think about going to see Neil, because Neil's going to do, it's always great. It's about an hour long. And it'll be at the Andy Griffith Museum. And you have to pay to tour the museum. And as part of that fee, you would also be able to go and hear Neil's lecture.
Right.
And so I encourage you on Saturday, it's at 2 p.m. on Saturday. So I encourage you to think about going to that because it should be a lot of fun. So I'll try to talk about this a little bit next week as well, because I'm going to try to hit some more highlights about the meetup. One thing for everybody that is coming to the meetup, I just found out the Snappy Lunch is going to be closed.
Yeah, they're going to be closed.
Yeah.
And I think in Leon's, was it Leon's? There's another place that's going to be closed. And I thought they said Leon's.
Oh, I don't know. Leon has been closed before.
Yeah. I was thinking it must be
vacation week for everybody.
It must be. But yeah, it's kind of a
that's happened before.
Snappy's going to be closed.
Yeah, it's happened before that we had places closed.
We can't
closed.
Get our pork chop sandwich.
I know. But there's plenty of good places to eat.
Oh, yeah. There's still the Loaded Goat and the Depot.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Lots of good places. So we'll
Walkers and
I'm sure nobody will go hungry.
Lots of other places, yeah.
Yeah, nobody will go hungry.
I heard there was a new pizza place.
There's a new pizza place. Norm
That's
was
what
telling
I heard,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Norm was telling us about it.
And then there's other places, too, that I'm not even thinking of right now.
Anyway, that's if you're coming to the meetup. If you're not coming to the meetup, I guess this is not important to you at all.
Yeah. Should make you want to come to the meetup or at least go to Mount Airy at some point.
At some point,
the year.
Like maybe in August. Yeah. On August the 19th, Neil Brower will be back again doing a presentation at the museum. He's going to be doing Gomer the House Guest. So that'll be 2:00 on the 19th. So if you can't make it to the meetup, try to go to that. And then the big event of the year. Always is
the granddaddy of
34th
all.
Annual Mayberry Day is going to be held September the 19th through the 24th in Mount Airy. There's all kinds of stuff already confirmed is Rodney Dillard that'll be performing. Ronnie Shell will be there. Dennis Rush will be there. Keith Thibodeau's coming and his whole band.
Yeah, David and the Giants. Yeah. Dan Roebuck's going to be there from Matlock. He was there last year, and he had a blast. He wound up having to do, I think, two shows because his first show went over so well. I think they did a second show, and I missed it last year, so I'm really looking forward to seeing it this year. I'm hoping that he does, well, even if he doesn't do the same show, I'm looking forward to seeing whatever he does.
Yeah, Dan Roebuck, if you don't remember who that is, that's Cliff off of Matlock. He was on there. And he was also Grandpa Munster in a brand new The Munsters. Remember the old Munsters with Herman Munster and Grandpa? He played Grandpa in the new version of it that came as a movie from Rob Zombie. Great job. Dan is awesome. All kinds of stuff going on that weekend. You can go and check out the event calendar at imayberry.com. It's got all this information in it. There's things going on all week. And so you can head over to mayberrydays.org as well. That's where you can get tickets and everything for the things coming up at Mayberry Day. So go and check those out.
And Michael Hoover, our Elvis, he's going to be there as usual.
We've got a first-time guest.
First-time guest,
too.
Yeah. The Bentley brothers are coming.
Well, one I was thinking about was Margaret Till.
Oh, yeah.
Margaret Till, she played Agnes Jean Parker in the Color episode when Barney was working in Raleigh, and Andy went to see her.
Went to see him.
And the people were robbing the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. She was Agnes Jean Parker, and she's going to be there this year. It'll be the first time she's been to any of Mayberry events.
Yeah, so that's true.
That'll be a lot of fun. So.
And Tim White's going to be there, of course, and Troublesome Hollow. They're going to be there. They
Loads
always do a
folks.
Great show. Yeah.
So head over and check out the event calendar. Also, the last event we have for this year that we know of currently is October the 28th through November the 2nd. There's still availability to go on the Mayberry cruise. It's the 16th cruise to Mayberry.
Wow, 16 cruises.
It's going to go out of Charleston, South Carolina. It's going to Half Moon Cay, Nassau, and I'm not sure where else.
I think those
are the places it's going to go in ports. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So definitely come with us. Our special guest this year is Joy Ellison.
Yeah.
Joy Ellison. That'll be great. It's Miss Mayberry herself. I'll be able to sing Hail to Thee, Miss Mayberry, to her. She'll be with us. She was Mary Wiggins. Definitely come, and if you can go on the Mayberry cruise, I think you'll really enjoy yourself. But
it's a lot of fun.
So there's some stuff coming up next year. Randy Turner is having a great event coming up on May 8th through the 10th in 2024. It's the Mayberry Retreat, and there's information there. It's at the beautiful Saunders Heritage Inn in Archibald, Ohio. So last year's event was a real treat, and he's doing it again this year. Whether he keeps doing it or not, we don't know, but definitely something I think you might enjoy going and attending as a laid-back, fun time of just sitting around and visiting. Randy does a great job with everything
he does. With all the stuff he does. Yeah, it's amazing the stuff he comes up with. It's just every time, it's just like, wow, where did he find that
information? So information about that is all in the event calendar, so you can go and check it out.
Yeah.
So we're in the Weaver's newsletter, obviously, is what we're actually talking about, this newsletter from, and so we're talking about there's the brand new Mayberry RFD DVD set. There's the Gilligan, Maynard, and Me book by Dream of Denver that's available at Weaver. So go and check those out. And then there's one section that is always fun in here is news of cast and crew. So, hey, you can go with this one.
Okay. Ron and his wife, Cheryl, celebrated their 48th wedding anniversary on June the 7th. They've got a few years on us. But not too many, I guess. They were married June 7th, 1975. They went on their first date November 1st, 1970. Weavers isn't sure how they celebrated their first anniversary, their first wedding anniversary, but we do know how they celebrated their first date. Ron took Cheryl to see a movie, It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, and for pizza at Baroni's in Toluca Lake. Barone's, am I saying that place right? Barone's is no longer in business, but reports that the Howards still celebrate that first date by watching a movie and having pizza. Rather than going out, they pick a movie on Netflix and they order takeout. Ron says of Cheryl, I met her and there's never been anybody else.
Oh, isn't that nice? I mean, oh, that's a nice one. Yes. But I just thought that was really cool. We ran across this information and it's not new information, but it's just something I can't remember if we pointed it out before, but I think that's really cool. They still celebrate. Oh, and one thing that wasn't in the newsletter, I know because I wrote that, when they go to pick up the pizza, they go in the Volkswagen Beetle that he drove on their first date. So they still have that car and it still runs great is what Ryan had said. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I just think that's really, really neat. That they do that. So what else they got?
Imagine Entertainment, founded by Ron and Brian Grazer, recently closed on an exclusive multi-year first look film deal with Amazon Studios. In making Amazon its new movie home, Imagine will give Amazon first look on narrative features and documentaries. Imagine intends to produce Jennifer Stock, the head of Amazon and MGM Studios, said, whether it's a captivating drama like 13 Lives or a poignant documentary like Lucy and Desi, the team at Imagine Entertainment has an incredible gift for storytelling. There's more going on with Imagine Entertainment than Weavers feels qualified to report, but rest assured that Ron Howard remains a creative and driving force in the industry, and we continue to celebrate his success.
Yeah, isn't it good to see Opie grow up and make it? Isn't it? Poor Ron is just barely getting by, but it really is good. It is exciting as a fan of the Indie Crypt Show, I believe, for us that the people that we love on that show, the characters, the people who really are those people, are good people.
Yeah.
And they have so much that they've given over the years, really. You know, like Ron has just done so much. He's entertained us, no doubt, so many ways. And I just think, I don't know, I'm proud of him. I know I have nothing to do with him whatsoever, but I'm proud that Ron Howard has done so well. Right.
Well, and I mean, and even like moving on to, you know, to Clint, what a great guy Clint is. We've gotten to know him and he's just the
During the cruise last year. Now he went on the cruise with us last year.
Yeah, he went on the cruise last year with us. And when we had been around him a lot, at different events and things like that. But on the cruise we really got to hang out with him and Kat, you know, and they're just the nicest people.
Yeah, we've enjoyed
and we knew that, but just getting to hang out with them a little bit more on the cruise was just really nice.
Well, and that goes back to, I've talked about this so often. You can be fans of a lot of things. I've been fans of, I love Star Trek. There's all kinds of things like that. I don't get to meet those people. Not really. I got to meet William Shatner. I had to pay $120 to get his autograph, but I forgot to meet him.
It was like 10 seconds.
However long it takes to sign
that's
your name.
That's how long you met. I mean, that's as fast as meeting. It was. Yeah.
So, I mean, just how lucky we have been to be able to, like we said, we got to go on the cruise last year with Clint and Kat, and just to get to know people that are, that they're good people. They're very nice. And we've just been able to spend time getting to know. Yeah. So Clint, Leon's been busy creating fun memes. Now, I don't know if you know what memes are, but it's basically like a picture that has some kind of text on it that's funny in some way. And Clint has been doing that a lot on Instagram. Now, that's where I see most of the stuff he's been doing.
Yeah.
And there's a picture in the newsletter, if you look at it, that he created. He used a Scooby-Doo of Freddy from Scooby-Doo unmasking a villain. And when he unmasked him, it's got Clint's head in there. So he made a meme, or at least spread the meme of that. So he's been doing some stuff like that. Plus, he's also got... he's been working on a sequel to his, which I never heard. I've never seen it, but it's a 1995 horror comedy.
Ice Cream Man.
The Ice Cream Man.
I want to watch it, even though I haven't watched horror in a long time. I used to watch horror. When I was in high school, I watched a lot of horror movies.
I don't think this is overly scary.
But it's probably not overly scary.
So the original Ice Cream horror in a long time. The original Ice Cream Man is not really Mayberry-ish. But it's developed a huge cult following over the years, and since it's released, and Clint is trying and working to bring the killer back into action. So no words yet if he has any plans to dress as a cowboy or wear a cowboy hat or anything like that during that, or maybe sell peanut butter and jelly ice cream sandwiches or something. We're not sure. So we're not sure. In the meantime, Clint has been appearing all over the place at pop culture type events around the country.
Because he's got a huge following with that movie, as well as Star Trek stuff.
Yeah, all the movies.
Because he's been in
a lot of
many
horror movies and a lot of different roles. So so if you have a pop culture event like a Comic-Con or something like that going on in your area, look and see if Clint's going to be there, because he might. And I'll tell you, somebody else that might be there is Margaret.
Margaret Carey. Oh, my gosh. Because that lady, I swear, she gets around better than I do.
Margaret Carey is
94
years old, and she travels everywhere across the country, back and forth. She lives in Florida. Mm-hmm. She'll be in California doing an event. She'll be in Missouri.
Then she's in Ohio. Then she's in New Jersey.
Now, Margaret played Bess Muggins in Helen Scobie. She is the Tinkerbell live action model for the Peter Pan movie that Disney made years ago. And she was seen in Disneyland back on May the 11th, being escorted by none other than Peter Pan himself. He was walking around with Tinkerbell on his arm. Margaret celebrated her 94th birthday while she was at Disneyland. Wow. Is that not amazing?
That would be cool.
And she's traveling by herself at all these places. Great. Amazing. What an awesome gift for fans to be able to see her reunited with Peter Pan and celebrating yet another milestone in her amazing life. Margaret also attended the Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshfield, Missouri, at the end of April. And she was at the Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg event the end of June. And so she came from New Jersey.
So
she had been at another event in New Jersey and flew down to Indiana.
And then she left on Saturday or Sunday morning to go to something else.
She's making me tired. I told her when we saw her that she was making me tired.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, great. Margaret Carey is wonderful. Another wonderful person is Rodney Dillard.
Rodney Dillard. He put on a fantastic show in Scottsburg.
He
always does.
And he has some big news.
He has some really big news.
Yeah,
he's now Dr. Dillard.
That's right. On May the 19th, Rodney became Dr. Dillard when he was awarded an honorary doctorate in public affairs from Missouri State University. Dr. Dillard was recognized during the Missouri State commencement in Springfield, Missouri. And afterwards, He presented the keynote address for the graduation exercises. So, attaboy, Rodney. Yeah. So, and that was mentioned at Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg from stage by Beverly, his wife.
She's very proud of him. She should be.
Dr. Dillard. Yes. So, you can all call him Dr. Dillard next time you see him. So, you may even get him to, maybe he'll sign a DVD or something, or a CD with Dr. Dillard or something. So, and Dennis Rush was there as well. He's been gearing up for things like Mayberry Comes to Scottsburg.
And
he's been taking pictures and posting them online. So go and check if you if you're on Facebook, you can probably find him and follow and see what he's doing. But he is just having a lot of fun. Ronnie Schell was Duke Slater on Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, and Ronnie, he was at the Scottsburg event as well, and he put on a great show as usual. And he spends a lot of time online on Facebook interacting with his fans and stuff. So he will, you know, chat back and forth, you know, commenting on his page and stuff with his fans, where he will, you know, post back and forth to you, and he will sign autographs and stuff to them and things like that, because he will correspond with you and everything. So was in Scottsburg, like I said, and did a great show. And then he, as well as we mentioned, Dennis, they're going to be in Mount Airy at Mayberry Days. So we'll get to see him again just in a couple of months in Mount Airy. So
yeah. So follow Ronnie on his personal Facebook page. And he also has a website, ronnieschell.com. So you can go check that out. Weavers is also happy to be in contact with Peter Ackerman. Peter is the son of Mayberry's own Miss Ellie, Eleanor Donahue. And we received a very kind note from him saying that he will speak. He said, "I will speak to my mother by phone on Sundays. And frequently we share the messages that I receive from fans of the Andy Griffith Show. She is always both surprised and delighted. I'll invite her to pass along a message for me to share with everyone in the future." So thank you, Peter, for letting your mom know just how much all of us fans still think about her and how much she means to us as we go through all these Mayberry experiences. And thanks for being the in-between, the go-between there. He is often in our chat room, a great guy. This being the 4th of July weekend, week here, he, at his current church that he's stationed at, the Francis Scott Key family has a burial plot there. Wow. So he was talking about going, and I don't know all the details of that, but I know he was talking about, I believe it was the grandfather or something, grandson, grandfather. I'm not quite sure which it was, but it's there at that church. So he was able to visit
that
part of the 4th of July celebrations.
That would be amazing.
He just went and mentioned that the other day.
Wow,
on his
that would
Facebook
be
page.
So special.
So Peter's, we really appreciate Peter. We appreciate all the family members of our Mayberry cast members as well. They are so nice and kind to help us stay in touch with their family, or just to stay in touch with them. We enjoy hearing from them as well. So thank you a lot. Speaking of family members, Stark Howell and Court Howell, sons of Hoke Howell, Mayberry's first dud wash, have been working on the Mayberry Man TV series and have finished up their first rough draft of it, the first rough cut. The series takes place about a year after the final scene of Mayberry Man the movie, and follows the daily lives of the movie characters as they go about their real lives. Many fans of the Andy Griffith Show helped to make both the movie and the television series a reality, and they also make appearances on Mayberry Man. So not in the Weavers newsletter, but you can now watch Mayberry Man, the movie, for free at Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. You can watch it at YouTube. If you go to Encourage TV, go to their channel, you'll find it there.
And as of yesterday, it had 22,000 people had watched it. I forgot to look today to see how many had watched it.
Yeah,
that's amazing, because it just came out yesterday where you could watch it for free. And that was on the Encourage TV site.
Yeah, it's actually up to 46,000.
Oh, my word. That's 46, awesome. 46,000 people have watched it on Encourage TV, just on that one. So I don't know how many have seen it on Amazon or on Tubi. It's also
available.
Yeah,
you can
Tubi.
Go and check it out there. It's on YouTube. It's on Tubi. It's on other things as well.
Yeah.
So go and check it out. You can do it on, like I said, on YouTube, Amazon Prime, Tubi. And while you're at Tubi, you can also go and check out the Mayberry Effect.
A documentary.
As well, the Mayberry Effect is there. So you can do a double feature.
Yeah.
You can watch the Mayberry Effect and Mayberry Man. And they're very complimentary of each other.
Yes, they are.
The Mayberry Effect is a documentary talking about all the fans from the Andy Griffith Show. And of course, Mayberry Man is a movie about the tribute artists and fans from the Andy Grover Show. So it's very complimentary of each other. So go and check those out.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the newsletter. That's a little bonus. You're getting that. It just became available for free on Saturday. Saturday, the 1st of July.
That is right. I'm sorry. Yeah, Saturday.
On Saturday, the 1st of July.
I'm a day behind.
So, and if you would rather, you can head over to Weaver's and get a DVD copy of it as well, because we have them there at Weaver's.
Because I'm one of those people that still buy DVDs.
That's right. We like to have the DVDs.
Well, I mean, seriously, I don't even know how many Hallmark DVDs I own.
We like to have DVDs in our possession so we can watch them anytime we want.
And he doesn't know how many Hallmark DVDs I own. I don't want to know.
So head over to Weaver's Department Store and check it out if you'd like to get some more. There's other things about Mayberry Man on there as well. You can get a signed copy by Floyd Lawson.
Yeah,
by Floyd the barber. So, all right. So chapter news. This is another section. Boy, we are talking way too much because we're running long. But just stop it and start it again later if you're tired of it. The Mayberry chapter of Knoxville, Tennessee members gathered by phone and had a birthday party for Eleanor Donahue.
Awesome.
On April the 22nd of 23, and they phoned Eleanor and talked to her for about half an hour while they watched Ellie Saves a Female.
Looks like they had some good cake, too.
Yeah, they had a cake. They had all kinds of stuff. So the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville is one of the
most active chapters.
Yeah,
very active.
Now, talking about the Weaver's newsletter, the Mayberry chapter produces a paper newsletter. If you'd like to get one, you can still get a paper edition, and they publish it
several times a year.
Yeah. I was looking to see how many
it does. It's $20 for the
first subscription.
For the subscription,
and you get it's 3 16-page issues a year that you can get. If you don't want the paper version, you can give them $10 instead of $20, and they'll email you a PDF version of it. That's what I do. And I can print it myself if I want to. But if you like your Mayberry News on paper or as a PDF, reach out for the Mayberry Minutes. That's the name of their newsletter. And Dennis Bill does a great job putting that together. So go and check it out. Other chapters that were doing some stuff this past month or past set time period here was the Trivial Trivialities chapter.
Keith Brown.
In Polly's Island, South Carolina.
Otherwise known as Colonel Harvey.
Yeah, he had a big Mayberry party at his home base in late May. Two very special guests were in attendance. Tim White of Troublesome Hollow was there, as was Andy's daughter, Dixie Griffith. Oh, my gosh, people. Who has them show up at their parties? Keith, how did you pull this off? Great job. So they had those there as part of the big event. It was so big, by the way. The local newspaper, the Coastal Observer, did a full-page story about the goings-on with pictures and everything. And what a special event it was with Keith and Dixie. I mean, it was just a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. So great job to the Trivial Trivialities chapter. Now, Blood Brothers of Macon, Missouri, their chapter attended the Mayberry retreat that we were talking about that Randy Turner did. It was this year in Berea, Kentucky, back in early May. And the event had Randy Turner there. And
Leroy McNeese.
And Leroy McNeese was there, and Leroy's wife, Janice. She was there as well as a special entertainment. They had a great time and definitely encourage everybody to come. Leroy, who is one of the guys that were playing in Floyd's Barbershop when they were doing Mayberry on Record, if you don't remember who he was, appreciate you letting us invest in your record company, Mr. Maxwell. That's his line. Mm-hmm. He actually brought to the Mayberry retreat the drobo that he played on the Andy Griffith Show, along with the strap that goes on the drobo. He brought
Dobro.
What did I say?
You said something different.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're here to fix
it. You didn't say Dobro.
It's because I'm losing my voice. Yeah. That's probably it. Okay. Anyway, so he had that within his Dobro.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's it. I'm adding L's to words. What language is that from?
I don't know.
All right. And they also headed over into Polka, P-A-O-L-A, Kansas.
I don't know.
The Blood Brothers headed over there and met up with Sean Dietrich, for a show Sean. He was doing over there. Sean's a huge Mayberry fan. He was at the Mayberry meetup last year, and they were able to meet up with him again. So they've been having a great time.
Sean's awesome.
So this one came up.
Oh, this is so cool.
This came up just this week. So I really, if you're not watching the video version, you really need to go and check out at least this part or go and check out the Weaver's newsletter because you need to see
this. You need to see the picture.
So let me go. Who's been messing up the bulletin board? Chapter member, Christy McClendon. You've seen her at events as Charlene Darlin, was recently visiting national parks with her family. And they traveled to see the Crazy Horse Memorial in the Black Hills of South Dakota. While they were visiting the museum, she was shocked to see a face that seemed so familiar. It was a painting that we're showing in the newsletter. You can go and see it. That sure looks like Colonel Harvey.
A lot like Colonel Harvey.
And it might prove that he did live among the Shawnee. Yeah, the Indians, after all. Now, this painting shows a man dressed in a hat very similar to Colonel Harvey's. He's wearing a green jacket and khaki pants, and he's standing beside an Indian chief in this image. And I swear, when she sent me the picture, I was like, oh, that's Colonel Harvey. That's pretty cool. I didn't know the story. So the man in the actual painting is not Colonel Harvey. Even though it did look like him, it actually is the sculptor who was responsible for creating the Crazy Horse Memorial up in the Black Hills. So that's who is pictured in the image, in the painting. Yeah. So that is him, and along with the Indian that's with him. His name is Korzak.
Korzak.
It's It's K-O-R-C-A. C-Z-A-K. It's K-O-R-C-Z-A-K is the sculpture's name. And he carved a clay model of what he was going to do to the mountain and presented it to the chief standing bear. So that's who the Indian is in the painting. And it depicts a crazy horse on his horse. So this image of a photograph that we were able to find is the image that's actually hanging in this museum. Mm-hmm. I swear.
Christy
found it, and I swear.
She sent it to Alan.
It looks like, it looks so much like Colonel Harvey. It's just unbelievable. So go and check this out. It's definitely cool. So the question then becomes, did the writers of the Andy Griffith Show have this guy in mind when they created Colonel Harvey?
Yeah.
Could that be? We don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to do a little research and find out what we can find on that. But hey, that's basically all the chapter news. And folks, we are running so long. There's other things in here. There's puzzle books that you can buy from Weavers. The chapters, there were no new chapters this period. So, definitely go and check out Weaver's newsletter. Check out Weaver's as a whole. There's a great article in there. Well, it's an article. I wrote it, so I won't say it's great, but it's a rerun. It's a rerun that's posted in there. It's about the 35th anniversary celebration of the Mayberry reunion that was held in Winston-Salem back in 1995, and it's a report about that. So you can go and check out the Weaver's newsletter. And
I thought it was a really good article.
We can read all about that, and maybe I'll cover it in a different podcast episode, but we're running so long, I don't think I'll try to cover it in this one. But I want to encourage you to head over and check out the Weaver's newsletter. It is just covered with stuff. It's got all kinds of information about all these online places where you can go and have more Mayberry fine, but we do have one final customer testimonial.
Oh yeah,
that I would like for you. You can read this because this is from one of our customers at Weaver. So
okay,
go ahead.
I'm a careful buyer, and I always enjoy shopping online at Weaver's. You can tell Miss Weaver really enjoys her job, unlike my father, because she always takes the time to include a personal handwritten note. I guess your ordinary person would characterize that as excellent customer service, but I just don't like chit-chat. Mrs. Weaver often includes a free token of appreciation, such as a sticker or a collector card, as long as she doesn't start including a playing card. I'm fine with that as I don't gamble. Weavers has the best selection of t-shirts, including long sleeves, which are perfect for sunny days. Their stylish selections help me prevent from getting the herpes from being out in the sun too long. Their shirts are also soft and don't tickle the back of your neck, like when you just had a haircut and those little hairs are between your skin and the shirt collar. I like to keep my shopping dollars in Mayberry, not those big cities like Raleigh or Mount Pilot. And in turn, a portion of Weaver's proceeds helps support Mayberry events. I highly recommend shopping with Weaver's. It won't lay on your chest. My only negative comment is that they don't carry hair ribbons. L. Crossway.
So thank you to Miss L. Crossway. L. Yeah. Crossway. Does that seem familiar to you?
That seems familiar. And I'm looking into hair ribbons, okay?
So Weavers may carry hair ribbons. And maybe people won't hang their head out
maybe
the window.
Maybe they won't. I'm still looking into rocks, too, by the way, for those that were
asking. What about those cotton picking rocks?
Yeah. I'm still looking into that.
So thank you to Miss L. Crossway for your submission of testimonial. We appreciate that Weavers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So folks, go and check out the Weavers newsletter. It's definitely, I think it's a lot of fun. There's things like that in there as well. And as long as some little nuggets of Mayberry things that maybe you haven't run across before. So, guys, we're not going to play trivia this week because we are just too far along. So I want to thank you all for being here. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com and just let us know there. There's all ways to comment. All that information is there. So, folks, thank you for being here with me. Jan, thank you for helping co-host the podcast. I know folks will enjoy that. And, folks, we will be back next week, Lord willing, right here on Two Chairs.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody.